According to his promises, we're looking for the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, spotless and blameless, and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're here this morning for the purpose of growth, and before we begin, we'll pause for silent prayer to assure that we're filled with the Spirit and equipped to handle spiritual truth. Shall we pray? As gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you once again for the privilege and blessing we have to assemble here this morning and study the Word of God. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of being here and receiving the instruction that we need to live our lives on a daily basis. We pray that you would set aside distractions. We don't know how noisy the workers are going to get when they do show up and start working on their parking lot, but Father, set aside distractions and give us concentration upon the material. We thank you. The main this morning was flexibility. If they get too noisy and so forth out there, we may just have to modify our plans here a little bit. But since they haven't shown up yet this morning, I guess we're okay. I handed out some notes here on Zadok. It's material we went into last night. It is a slight remembering from the material we dealt with last Wednesday morning. Primarily, the big difference comes under point three, which says David had two leading priests. And I didn't like last week when we went into this, the order on some of the points I thought was kind of confusing, so I thought that by re-outlining it and sorting it out, we would get you a much better framework there with the circumstance of the two leading priests. And under point A and point B, we sorted out between the differences between early in David's reign and late in David's reign. Early in David's reign, the two leading priests were Zadok and Ahimelech. And then later in David's reign, the two leading priests were Zadok and Abiathar. And so sorting through these priests, I think this order helps you keep them a little sorted out a little bit better. You see under subpoint B there we have points 1 and 2. Zadok was of the line of Eleazar. And then secondly, Ahimelech and Abiathar were of the line of Ithamar. And this is material that we covered last night in the course of the Ezekiel class, as we examine the Zadokite priesthood from the standpoint of the millennial temple. And I don't think I'm going to go very far into it here this morning. We'll just let it go at that, and you have the handouts, and you can look up the scriptures as far as that is concerned. Those two lines, the line of Eleazar and the line of Ithamar, though, become essentially the Aaronic priesthood during the life of David. He breaks them into 24 divisions, 16 from Eleazar, 8 from Ithamar. You have, which is interesting, and it also helps you to sort out your Ahimelechs and your Abiathars. Scripture does not call them Ahimelech the first and Ahimelech the second. Neither does it call them Abiathar the first or Abiathar the second. That is simply our device to help sort them out. Likewise, in the listing of the kings, and for example, we may have a Jeroboam and a Jeroboam the second, and so forth, and it helps us to keep them sorted by giving them the Roman numerals, but the scriptures don't do that. That's simply an invention on our part to try to keep these folks straightened out. But with Ahimelech, he had a son named Abiathar, who had a son named Ahimelech, who had a son named Abiathar, and that otherwise would make things kind of confusing when you have grandfathers and grandsons with the same name. So, file that away for future reference, for future study. Zadok is an amazing study as a person, and each time that we see him reappear in the life of David, he will always reappear for David's blessing. He will always reappear for David's advantage, and it becomes an interesting study. I want to move on this morning, though, into our next topical study, which is the arrangement of the priesthood. The arrangement of the priesthood. Before we get into 2 Samuel chapter 7, having now concluded 2 Samuel chapter 6, before we get into 2 Samuel chapter 7, I want to take you through a couple of Chronicles chapters. Remember, we're trying to do a survey here, a topical study, or a life study survey of the life of David, and as such, it's for the most part a study in 1 and 2 Samuel, but we are bringing in other material. For instance, on occasion from Chronicles, for instance, on occasion from the Psalms, as David wrote so many of the Psalms, And so we will be bringing in these other passages when appropriate. And at this time, having concluded 2 Samuel 6, and before we get into 2 Samuel 7, I think it's important that we take a look at this arrangement of the priesthood. So turning over now to 1 Chronicles chapter 15. It's material that really encompasses these chapters here, 15 and 16. And it's contemporaneous with the bringing of the ark, material that we have seen last week and the week before when we were examining the routine, and so he remedies that circumstance, and they actually bring the ark in. Verse 16, David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint with instruments of so the Levites appointed his relatives, Ethan, the son of Shemarimoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Messiah, Metathah. Micmeah, Obed, Edom. Which I give you under point one. There's really four broad that set are in here in these first one. Point one. David instituted a reform of the Levitical responsibilities by creating fire. Privilege to do so, because David puts his plans into effect, and he allows and gives instructions. It says in verse 16, David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments and music. Sometimes we try to follow with respect to the functioning of the local assembly. The pastor can the first rank, described in verse 17. Sons of Levi, the three main branches of the Levites included Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. Those were the three broad divisions of the Levites. So here is the first rank. We start with Heman, H-E-M-A-N, or Heman, H-E-M-A-N, the son of Joel. All right, Heman, the son of Joel. When we relate this passage to 1 Chronicles 6:33, we find out that he was not only a son of Joel, but he was a grandson. Psalm 88. So not only is David writing but he is credited with 75 out of 150. Those associated with David are responsible for a number of others, including Haman here, who is tell you everything about, but it's a feel of Haman the Ezraite.
them when he was walking right, his people were doing right. When David, it's interesting to see how his people get flaky. David. I don't think anyone else has 11 to their credit. Really realize what it is. The Old Testament. Solomon's writings, including Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. And so you got people. The 83 is the product of Asaph, and some of these. So these were written during this period.
Kushiah. Kushiah is also Jeduthun. He is the author of Psalm 89. And there are three additional psalms that are written either for him or according to him. Psalm of Ethan. And belongs to him. Go through Psalm 89. Under the name of Ethan. Chronicles 15. Samuel read Edom as the one who housed the ark for 3 months. Possibility. Otherwise, we don't know anything about. Primary singing, the backup vocals. Back to first. And another horn. There are other musical instruments in Scripture that aren't necessarily found here. For instance, we have the Red Sea, and they got to the other side, Moses' sister Miriam struck up a Nobody knows how to play the organ, so my mom. Not only do we have an orchestral choir, but I'm going to be but sparkle, and he's not trying to look. Prophet, there is Elijah. Saying all. Didn't care about it. Asleep. That says until the blood got. He admits that he accomplishing the activity. Here, reading from 1 Samuel. As he says, you have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God. Now the Lord would have established. To the high priest's office. punks thing.